NewsTalk ZB, it's 4:15. Well, she has survived another day. Matilda Touray stays on as Green Party co-leader, but two MPs are gone. Kennedy Graham and David Clendon will remain with the party up until the election, and then after September 23rd, on their bike. James Shaw is the Green Party co-leader. Mr. Shaw, is there a point that you will stop backing Ms. Touray in the wake of not just these damning revelations, but also now the resignation of two MPs?
No, I mean, I have supported every decision that Matilda has made, and you have to, you know, put these things into perspective, right? The things that she did a particularly messy point in her very early life, you know, when she was living below the breadline, and I think that everybody is entitled to a past. Now, she's shared that, right, as a way of kind of highlighting what it's like for a lot of people in this country. And in doing so, she's clearly put herself at, you know, quite, you know, high personal risk.
Have you said to her that there is a point where you will stop backing her? Have you asked her for clarity on whether anything else could come out?
Yeah, no, in fact, when she was preparing for the original speech, we actually sat down and kind of went through things then and said, okay, let's timeline this out. Let's just make sure that there isn't anything else there. You know, and we've asked that question again a couple of times. So I'm pretty comfortable with that, yeah.
At the Greens caucus meeting today, that went on for forever. Can you hand on heart tell me that in that meeting no other MPs suggested Matilda Touray should stand down?
I can hand on heart tell you that. I have to tell you that our caucus meeting every Tuesday is that long. So that was just our regular Tuesday caucus meeting.
Okay, but the subject would have clearly been Ms. Touray, her leadership, and the actions of Kennedy Graham and David Clendon. Did no one else suggest...
We took about an hour for that conversation.
Okay. No one else suggested that, or was the conversation raised in any capacity that perhaps Matilda Touray should resign for the good of the party?
No, we went round every member of the caucus and asked everyone what they were feeling. You know, Dave and Kennedy obviously have already expressed their view. Everybody else is solidly behind Matilda, as is the party.
Can I say that you yourself are looking increasingly uncomfortable, I think, at the media stand-ups, particularly as more and more heat goes on Ms. Touray, it by default, of course, goes on you as well. How much consideration did you give this, Ms. Touray's outing herself as committing fraud, before she revealed it?
Yeah, I read the speech and I supported her decision to do that, and I told her that at the time. One of the things I guess I hadn't really, you know, because I'm, you know, personally, I've never been in that kind of situation that Matilda and that thousands of other people around the country were. I just wasn't personally prepared for the amount of vitriol that is directed towards poor people in this country. I mean, I was really...
Well, is it directed at poor people, or is it directed at times by some people who are living in poverty who didn't do what Ms. Touray did? I don't think it's just vitriol directed at poor people, Mr. Shaw.
Well, you have to see some of the correspondence that I've had. I mean, it really has been quite extraordinary. And I think that, you know, when you consider that the level of examination that Matilda has been under, the fact is that that is applied to pretty much everybody on any kind of income support. I mean, we've been hearing stories about, you know, WINS officers going through women's laundry to see if there's men's underwear and they're entitled to, you know, continue for this kind of support. I mean,
these are people
who are under extraordinary, you know, scrutiny.
But in some of those situations, of course, and in many of those situations, they don't do what Ms. Touray did. And I guess for me, the question this comes back to again, was Ms. Touray about to be outed? Is that why she spoke? She chose to speak out on this. Well, we're hearing that there was allegations on Facebook and all sorts of things that were coming out, which is why she front-footed it.
Yeah, no, that's just absolutely incorrect. Those are rumours that were started by Matthew Hooton.
Okay. What do you lose in losing Kennedy Graham and David Clendon then?
Well, I have to say that both of them are terrific members of Parliament. You know, Dave Clendon is probably the person in Parliament who knows the most and has the most experience with restorative justice. He spent a lot of his career focusing on the prison system and how to keep people out of it and how to get the people who are in it to reduce recidivism. Kennedy Graham, of course, has developed a measure of fame as being the person in New Zealand who has probably done most to advance the conversation around climate change policy in this country.
So why let them go? Why let them go? They're such crucial Green MPs.
Well, I mean, they gave us an ultimatum. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, the Greens generally don't respond well to ultimatums.
No, but they're very experienced. You know, they're not sort of young MPs who are, you know, emotionally up in arms or what have you. They are long-standing. They've let this run for a while. And they said their concerns. I mean, if Ms. Touré had resigned the co-leadership, you could have retained them, I understand.
Well, yes, but I mean, the you know, the caucus and the party is bigger than any two people.
Or is Ms. Touré bigger than the party now? That's the question.
Well, she's the co-leader of the party, and she is, at the moment, leading a campaign that's drawing hundreds, if not thousands, of people out of the woodwork and opening up a conversation in New Zealand about poverty that we haven't really had before in this country.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, she is the face of that campaign. And, you know, but I mean, ultimately, I mean, she has said this herself, right, is that this is bigger than her, and that none of us is irreplaceable.
Okay.
And that, you know, when we leave, there is another generation, as you well know, of great people who are coming in behind us who can take over.
If Ms. Touré does go, does stand down, do you accept, because of your steadfast support of her, that you will also have to stand down?
No, that hasn't been suggested.
You'll stand by her, your steadfast support of her. If she resigns, you will feel comfortable that you can still retain the co-leadership.
Well, I have supported her decisions and will continue to do so. And you know, my intention is to carry on as co-leader of the party myself for as long as the party is interested in having me.
James Shaw, the Green Party co-leader, appreciate you fronting for us this afternoon. Thank you. It is 22 past four. Text coming in thick and fast on this interview. Here's a couple of examples. More explaining by James Shaw. If he can't stop digging, he really can't stop digging from the hole that he is in. And it seems James Shaw believes it's okay to break the law, but not the Green Party rules. We'll get to more of your feedback shortly. Up next, Tom Walsh, when he survived another scare over his gold medal. Elliot Smith is with us with sport next.